Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying a bit hazy early on today, sunshine with our high nearing 88. Scattered showers and thunderstorms possible overnight tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 64. More showers possible into Tuesday, otherwise sunny with a high of 86. Then more rain into Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 62. Showers and thunderstorms also continue into Wednesday, sunny and a high nearing 80. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 54 degrees.
Mid-American Network News. A business in Topeka is donating half of a one night's proceeds to a local nonprofit that helps out people living with disabilities. The Capper Foundation partnered with Axe and Ale, who donated half of their proceeds from lane rentals to the foundation. Co-owner Chelsea Huston told more to KSNT.
I personally have a passion with Capper Foundation and what they do. And so when I got to set this one up, I was just ecstatic.
The foundation's community engagement manager, Jared Guth, emphasized the importance of having partners with the foundation.
With Axe and Ale giving 50% of what they're doing today in sales, that's huge. And we appreciate that kind of partnership because, we can't do the nonprofit thing alone. We need partners for that to happen.
Axe and Ale will continue their support of the Capper Foundation. Mid-America Network News, I'm Felix Johnson.
Every year, hundreds of people die on Kansas roads. Be aware of your surroundings. Read all traffic signs. Always wear your seatbelt. Keep your eyes on the road. Every child needs to be properly restrained. Slow down. These simple steps can help save your life. A message from the Kansas Department of Transportation and this station.
The Fox Kansas ICT Local Spotlight is shining a light on the amazing local businesses in Wichita to remind you to shop locally and support businesses like Little Buster's Sports Bar and Grill in Derby, Easy Credit Auto Sales, Empire Taco of Mulvane, Whiskey Dick's Bar and Grill, and Wynn Insurance. Wichita really does have it all. So keep your dollars close to home and let's continue to grow together by supporting these ICT local businesses.
From the news desk, I'm Felix Johnson. There was an oil leak at a federally protected area near the Kansas wetlands, which prompted the Environmental Protection Agency to act quickly. Daniel O'Crowley, EPA's federal on-scene coordinator, spoke to 12 News.
So there was a line that ran to a disposal well nearby. There was a leak in that line that just happened to be right over the creek.
They're working to remove oil from Rattlesnake Creek, and O'Crowley further explained where all the impacts were.
Yeah, the impacts to about 4 miles downstream, most of it within about 3 miles. There's a little bit beyond that point.
O'Crowley explained the handling of the situation along with some other factors that will come into play.
So as far as the oil impacts, I think we got a pretty good handle on it now. There's some rain coming, so we're really trying to prepare for that, make sure nothing gets washed down. But I think we're in a good spot right now.
The team will use pads to stop the leakage in the cleanup process and remove most of the oil. From the news desk, I'm Felix Johnson.
Every driver is different. So is every car insurance policy. At Blue Valley Insurance, we get it. That's why we offer an array of options, from affordable coverage options to extra services and money-saving discounts. We're here to help you build the best car insurance policy for your needs. What's more, the right car insurance coverage can help protect you and your loved ones in the event of a car accident, theft, or other covered loss. See us at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Felix Johnson. An explosion of a rail car in North Platte causes an evacuation for the surrounding neighborhood, and the order has been lifted. There was toxic smoke in the area at Union Pacific's Bailey Yard in North Platte. Highway 30 between Hershey and North Platte is now back open. According to Union Pacific, around noon on Thursday, an explosion occurred inside a container, resulting in several cars catching on fire. There was no derailment, and the car had been stationary in a yard for a couple of hours. Union Pacific said that the container had caught fire and had a hazardous chemical called perchloric acid. North Platte Fire Chief also recognized the danger in making sure that his crews from three separate departments were also safe.
We're always going to err on the side of caution. And we're gonna go a little beyond that.
The cause of the explosion is being investigated by Union Pacific, and no staff was hurt. Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
Truck owners, Toppers Plus Truck Accessories has a new extended showroom at 333 North West Street, stocked with the tonneau cover for you. Protect your truck bed and valuables with a locking truck lid. Choose from hard, soft, folding, or retractable covers. Toppers Plus has top brands including Lear, Undercover, Backflip, X-Dang, Roll and Lock, and more. Work or play, make your truck work for you. Visit our new expanded showroom at 333 North West Street or toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you!
Looking to get mowing in a new Hustler Zero Turn immediately? Countryside Motors in Wellington has a great selection of new Hustlers. 72-inch Super Z, a 54-inch Fast Track, or a 42-inch Raptor. We have hundreds of mowers in stock in Wellington. 0% financing available or take advantage of cash discounts. Countryside Motors in Wellington. We've got the best mowers on the market. Just a short drive down 35. Shop online at countrysidemotors.net. Make the move to Countryside Motors in Wellington. We have what moves you.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners will meet again with the architect, construction manager, and financial advisor to reconsider locating a new jail at a county-owned site east of Marysville. Alternate plans were considered at a site in the 1300 block of Broadway, just east of the current jail facility. However, estimates for demolition, site preparation, and design changes could run some $1 million, prompting the reconsideration. Funding for the proposal is yet to be determined after voters rejected a previous lease purchase arrangement at the East Marysville site on a recall petition. Concerns with the location were among those expressed during public meetings. Commissioners have discussed submitting a half-cent sales tax for a vote and reached out to communities for approval of interlocal agreements that would revert such proceeds to the county. Discussion continues. Jerry Zayas from Blue Rapids has accepted the position of Executive Director for Marshall County Partnership for Growth, assuming the role previously held by Ellen Barber of Marysville, who retired some months ago. MCEDC is a public-private partnership that focuses on economic development opportunities in Marshall County. Jerry Zayas serves as mayor of Blue Rapids and has filed for re-election. Washington County Commissioners agreed to terms with a consulting firm to outline options and cost estimates for establishing a countywide ambulance service. Short and long-term choices would be included with a 3 to 6 month timeline for completion. Kansas Department of Transportation will begin an emergency bridge repair in Washington County on K-148 over the Little Blue River about 4.5 miles south of U.S. 36. A temporary traffic signal will direct a single 11-foot lane through construction at a reduced speed. Drivers should expect brief delays through late October when work is to be complete by reconstruction of Salina on the $280,000 project. Homecoming Friday at Marysville High School, Bella Rader was crowned queen and Garrett Haverkamp king. At Axtell, Emma Hazenkamp was crowned queen and Grady Bussing king. At Washington County, Lily Richard, crowned queen, and Joe Kern, king. Monday is Blue Rapids Match Day. Contributions toward the effort will be accepted at the community center or online anytime at BlueRapidsMatchDay.com. Big Give Gage last Thursday raised nearly $366,000, representing 1,955 donations. And again this year, the Wymore Blue Springs Fund was tops among some 70 nonprofits in dollars raised and number of donors, with $30,975 contributed from 148 people. They've earmarked the proceeds toward restroom renovations at the park. With matching funds, the total for Gage County was just short of $387,000 this year, a nearly $50,000 increase from the previous year. An injury accident was reported in Marysville September 1st. Heather Chastain of Marysville collided with Richard Bruland of Marysville, who was driving a motorcycle on 8th Street. He was transported to CMH, later transferred to a Lincoln hospital, listed in fair condition. The other driver not injured. Doug Renier of Wetmore was appointed by the USD 113 Prairie Hills School Board to fill the unexpired term of Alyssa Bloom, who resigned position 4 in March after closure of the Wetmore School. Renier will serve until January, when the winner of the November election for the post will take the seat for the remaining 2 years of the term. American Red Cross Bloodmobile will be in Marysville Monday, September 18th, noon until 6 at the American Legion Hall. Donors are needed for an appointment. Phone 1-800-RED-CROSS or go online to redcrossblood.org. Bloodmobile at the Marysville American Legion Monday, noon until 6. Marysville Public Library is featuring a program through Library U on armchair traveling, with Maureen Christ sharing adventures from travels to Antarctica. Monday evening at 5:30, presentation will include pictures and stories of a trip. Program is free and open to the public. Douglas D. Cruzy, age 70, of Palmer, passed away Friday. Mass of Christian burial, September 26th, 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Catholic Church, Greenleaf. Private interment at the St. Michael's Catholic Cemetery at Kimio at a later date. Christy Anders, funeral home of Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Doug Cruzy. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, barbecue chicken, mac and cheese, broccoli, and cinnamon applesauce. Tomorrow, a hamburger with baked beans, sliced carrots, strawberries, and bananas. KNDY News Time is 7:16.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Blue Rapids Community Foundation is hosting their annual Circle of Giving Match Day from September 11th through the 18th, where all donations between $25 and $3,500 will be matched at 50%. Thank you to the Patterson Family Foundation for providing up to $70,000 in matching funds for this event. Mark your calendars to show your support for the organizations in our community working to make Blue Rapids a better place to live, work, and grow.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Staying a bit hazy early on today, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. South winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Some scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible overnight tonight, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and mid-60s. South winds still between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 20. More scattered showers possible into Tuesday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. Then more rain into Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Scattered showers throughout the day Wednesday, mixing with sunshine and our highs in the lower to mid 80s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. And rain is still possible into Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s. Some rain throughout Thursday as well, mostly sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and mid 80s. Southeast winds still between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Then scattered showers pick up Thursday night, cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. Then showers are likely Friday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, mid-September, 81. Record high on this date, 102. The average low, 56, and the record low, 36. Sunrise this morning, 7:11. Sunset this evening at 7:32. Half to three-quarter of an inch across the region Saturday. Heavier amounts north of Hanover, where they also received substantial amounts of pea to marble-sized hail. Gusty winds were also accompanying thunderstorms across the region. And it's 52 degrees this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 18th of September. KNDY News Time 7:19. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
From farm to field, Massimo Power Equipment is the right choice for the farmer, cattleman, outdoorsman, and off-road enthusiast. Powerful, affordable, and reliable, Crown Over Auto Sales is your local dealer with several side-by-sides in stock and immediate shipment of any custom order. Come see for yourself what Massimo can do for you at Crown Over Auto across from Valley Vet in Marysville.
The Dolphins ground-pounding their way to victory. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. After an explosion of aerial offense in week one, the Dolphins took it to the ground Sunday night to take down the Patriots. Raheem Mostert was on a mission.
Mostert, the running back. Waddle flanked to the right. They give it to Mostert. Mostert, big hole. 30, 20, 10. Touchdown, Miami.
The call on WQAM. Mostert's second rushing TD of the night. He ran for 121 yards on the night. The Finns start the season 2-0 in a 24-17 win in Foxborough. Mostert post-game on that second TD.
I mean, it was much needed, you know, especially this part of the game. You know, we were just trying to put one in the box. You know, we had a few possessions where we left some bone, you know, some meat on the bone. But it felt good to get that rushing touchdown and, you know, put us up a little bit.
The Patriots are 0-2 for the first time since 2002. A thrilling end to the Broncos-Commanders tilt in Denver produces disappointment for Broncos fans after a 50-yard Hail Mary by Russell Wilson landed in Brandon Johnson's hands for a score. The Broncos needed 2 points to force overtime, but the Commanders were having none of it.
Play action. Steps up, throws towards the end zone, towards Courtland Sutton. Incomplete. Broken up by Benjamin St. Juice. The flags. Game over.
Graham Weinstein, ESPN, with the call. 35-33 Commanders the final. To the baseball pennant races, the Diamondbacks looking to leapfrog the Cubs in the National League wildcard standings. Bottom six, Kettle Marte padding a 3-2 lead.
Here's a swing, a high fly ball, well struck, right field. Suzuki back some more at the tack, at the wall, and it's gone. Marte with a two-run homer over the right field fence is 23rd.
The call on ESPN, D-backs win it 6-2, moving into third in the wildcard race. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
It's high school sports time again, and that means the TVL Spotlight is back on KNDY. Hey, it's Jeff Wirtz, host of the TVL Spotlight podcast, where we discuss the scores, stats, and stories of the Twin Valley League. Check out the shows on TVLSpotlight.com and under the podcast page on SunflowerStateRadio.com. The TVL Spotlight, your source for all things Twin Valley League sports.
Whether the work is inside or outside, a repair, remodel, addition, or new construction, Peak Construction in Marysville is ready to build. They start off by helping you turn your vision into a concrete design with the help of samples from local vendors. Their in-house construction crew gets to work making that design a reality. Imagine what you can do with the help of Peak Construction. Phone 562-6380 for an appointment to start planning from top to bottom, inside and out. Call Peak Construction. 562-6380.
Here's your ag news for this Monday, September the 18th. I'm Jeff Aiken for the Mid-America Ag Network. Here's Dan O'Brien to talk grains.
Well, to start out with, again, following on the heels of the bellwether report that came out on September the 12th, which has a lot to do, just that data itself came out in the crop production report and the WASDE World Agricultural Supply Demand numbers have a large determining influence on the market for the next several months. So changes can still happen in final yields for especially corn and soybeans and even grain sorghum. But the die is cast now. We've kind of moved towards where we think the general vicinity of these yields and production levels are and where the balance sheets might work out. But as you mentioned, harvest is on the verge of beginning, if not having begun, down the very southeast parts of the state. And we've seen corn basis begin to reflect that. In fact, that in the data that we put together coming for this report on the Ag Manager website, we have the corn basis in Colby, Salina, Topeka, Wright, Kansas down southwest, Hutchinson, and Columbus down the southeast corner. And in every one of those places over the last 4 or 5 weeks, we've seen corn basis sharply weaken. And, you know, that's indicative of thoughts of at least moderate harvest coming into play. And those elevators are anticipating enough supplies that at least in the short run that their basis would soften some. And places where I guess the most noteworthy drops have happened would be down the southeast area, southeast part of the state, where we have a basis level that's probably about at least 30, 40 cents lower than the recent three-year average.
And that's look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network for this Monday, September the 18th. I'm Jeff Aiken.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Grazing cattle is an important component to many producers' management strategy. K-State Sustainable Beef Grazing Specialist Logan Thompson discusses the environmental impact cattle grazing has. He says why the cattle's rumination process is important and the sources of emissions that contribute to greenhouse gases.
Agriculture has a climate impact where we produce greenhouse gas emissions. And in the beef cattle industry, you know, we're not any different than any other industry in that respect. And we produce emissions primarily in the form of methane, which is produced in the rumen of cattle, which is actually a really good process for us because we're able to take, you know, forages that we want to be able to consume and create a high quality and, you know, edible human product. And then we also have emissions from manure as well in the form of methane and nitrous oxide. Those are our two primary emission sources. And those cows that are out on pasture for the year, primarily, right, in different regions of the country, it is different. But they're out on pasture or on grazing crop residues for a year. That diet is lower quality and higher fiber than you would see in a confinement operation, right? And that is what drives emissions up.
Thompson explains how producers can have a win-win situation.
The really cool thing about methane emissions and the way I like to structure it is it's an energetic loss from the diet, right? So if we can keep more of that carbon that would be emitted as methane available for the animal for use, whether that's for lactation or growth in growing cattle, then we could improve performance and as a byproduct also reduce emissions. So it could be a win-win for our producers.
There are a few things that Thompson explains that can help reduce methane contributions from cattle.
Yeah, so one, obviously, I think is just maintaining plenty of nutrition on your cow-calf herd, right? So keeping your cows in good body composition, right? Keep them cycling back and weaning a calf every year for as long as possible. That longevity plays a big role. And then, you know, improving the forage base if you're utilizing, you know, alternative forages, planting forages that are really productive and high quality. That could help reduce methane, but also help sequester carbon into our soils. And then another thing, something that we're researching on, not yet here in Kansas, but in other regions of the U.S., is how does grazing management, specifically rotational grazing, influence emissions and soil carbon sequestration and overall soil health? And we're seeing trends as we move across the country that rotational grazing, in some respects, does reduce methane and, you know, improves soil health as well.
That was Kansas State University Sustainable Beef Grazing Specialist Logan Thompson with things producers can do to help reduce the environmental impact of grazing cattle. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Good morning, Dennis Hendricks, Vietra 77 Livestock. It is a Monday with a 10 o'clock start. And certainly a good day to everyone. Well, the cattle market last week finished up kind of nice, 184 to 185, 292 in the carcass. Certainly feels good, and we hope for that to continue. At 12 o'clock noon, well, the hay sale is going to be very short. We got 16 round bales of CRP. Don't know of a lot coming in, but if you would need to call in regards to square bales, you can certainly do that. Well, with that said, we will get back to the inside shortly after 12 o'clock noon. We do have two black and red families. They're going to be older cows, guys, but they do have 30-day-old calves on them, if that interests you. In the feeder cattle, there is 92 black and char cross steering heifers coming off the cow. They're going to have an 829 full round of shots. They're going to weigh 550 to 675. That is the Kreifels cattle out of that Cook Burr area. Out of Liberty, the C-Matters have 34 black steering heifers coming off the cow. They do have a full round of shots on 5-10, 450 to 575. Hexatter DeWitt, 60 black steer and heifers coming off the cow. Same story on the May vaccination, 450 to 575. The Peters calves out of Hickman, 136 black red char steer and heifers are backgrounded cattle. They do have a fresh shot of 6-1. They're 475 to 675. Wyco out of Plymouth, 15 black and red steer and heifers, 9-1 on the wing. May on the vac, 5 to 550 pounds. Steinhoff out of Crete, 10 black and red steer and heifers, May wing vac. They're going to be 5 to 600. Sheely and Sons out of Hanover, 10 black heifers, yearling soft grass. They're going to hit the scale at 8. 50. Kearns at Valparaiso, 11 red steer and heifers, 3-week wean, 5 to 550 pounds. To sell out of Firth, 9 black and red steer and heifers, June wean and shot, 650 to 800. Schnell out of Pleasantdale, 9 black steer and heifers, 60-day wean and shot, 6 to 675. King out of Bennett, 12 black heifers, May wean, 6 to 6.5. Ayers out of Hallam, 12 black baldy steers with a wean 6.25 to 7.50. We certainly will catch some calves here this morning. We do have a nice run of way up cows and bulls starting at 10 o'clock here this morning. So certainly give us a call. We would appreciate your business, Tanya, Rick, or Denny, and we say thank you. Well, coming up is the Tom and Ellis Fort Antique Auction this Saturday in Plymouth. An outstanding lineup, folks. It's their complete collection. Certainly go online at Beatrice77.net, click the auctioneers, and shake it out. Very, very clean items. Well, that wraps it up here today. We certainly say thanks, and keep in mind, you certainly can go online for all the markets, the consignments, hay sales, the auctioneers, or turn on the video at Beatrice77.net.
7:31 from KNDY, 53 degrees this hour. Warmest temps of the week, highs near 90 on tap, then a gradual drop off toward week's end. Half to three-quarter inch rain Saturday afternoon, early evening, came with some gusty winds, some Peter Marble-sized hail some areas. Hail did accumulate north of Hanover, where they had some heavier rainfall amounts as well.
Folk legends all over the world associate high wind events with emotional and mental instability. Is there science to back it up? A closer look today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, September 18th, the 261st day of the year. Screen legend Greta Garbo was born on this day, and in 1947, Carnegie Hall hosted the first country music concert. It featured Roy Acuff and Ernest Tubb. Folklore has long held that high wind events such as the Santa Ana winds of Southern California or Italy's Sirocco can make people act strangely. There is often a coincidental rise in reports of increased tension and irritability, but no scientific research has been able to define a cause and effect. Theories abound, though. One says the elevated numbers of positively charged ions created by these seasonal winds causes a decreased level of the hormone serotonin in our brain. Sounds plausible to us, though it could be just a lot of hot air. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Felix Johnson. The Jayhawks are able to get a huge victory over the Nevada Wolfpack. The Hawks were favored at nearly 28 points and came away with a close victory of 31-24. Jalen Daniels' contribution was nearly 300 yards through the air, with Devin Neal's 89 yards on the ground matched with his 3 touchdowns. Daniel Hyshaw also had a touchdown in the game. Next week, the Jayhawks will have their very first conference matchup of the season with brand new conference foe, BYU. Unfortunately, Wildcat fans can't be as celebratory as Jayhawk fans, being that they lost 30-27 against the Mizzou Tigers. Mizzou kicker Harrison Mevis ending the game with a 61-yard field goal as time expired. The Cats look to get back on track as they match up with the UCF Knights, another brand new Big 12 foe, as they get their conference season kicked off. Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Felix Johnson.
Friday night football scores. Marysville took Chapman 21-8. Clay Setter beat Abilene 26-13. Omega held off Concordia 40-6. Axtell rolled past Clifton Clyde 52-6. Hanover downed Osborne 28-26. Washington County trimmed Lynn 48-30. Frankfort fell to Linden 70-24. Valley Heights beat Troy 52-16. Centralia downed Onega 48-6. Diller O'Dell fell to Falls City Sacred Heart 46-32. And Southern lost to Johnson County Central 38-6.
KNDY.
He was working through college on my grandpa's farm. I was thirsting for knowledge, and he had a car. Yeah, I was caught somewhere between a woman and a child. One restless summer week.